The word simplicity, I feel like that's almost buzzwordy in this industry, but like it's an important one because that's what there can't be hurdles for the consumer or the other side of it, the retailer that has to sell this.
It's got to be simple for them to show, and it's got to be simple for the consumer to digest and go home and duplicate. You'll see Victrola is going to continue to bring that to different formats. Back in the day, we not only, as I mentioned, were we known for bringing people together, but it was how easy it was to use it. We wanted to take those hallmarks all these years later and translate it here, but make it maybe a little more sexy and keep it easy to use.
Welcome into the Independent Thinking Podcast. This is your host, Rob Stott. It dawned on me not too far into this interview how unique it was to be able to talk about a new vendor partner at Nationwide Marketing Group, joining the fold, but when you look at it, their history is nearly 120 years old. And the brand we're talking about specifically today is Victrola, the renowned audio and turntable company that was born in 1906 and has, you know, faithfully served many generations of audio enthusiasts and families that gather around those old record players and those enormous sound systems to create those unique memories, you know, with the parents and grandparents that you might have been listening to, you know, those old turntables and vinyl records that filled the airwaves. But need to be able to talk about them being a new brand, like I said, with Nationwide Marketing Group, and speaks to a couple things. You know, we chat with Don Inman while we were together. Don, the head of product and brand for Victrola, he was with us at Primetime not too long ago, and just a cool opportunity to be able to sit down and chat with him about the staying power of this brand for one, but also just kind of the resurgence of the industry and how vinyl has really had this rebirth, you know, over the past couple of years, not long ago, you know, switching standings, if you will, and outpacing CDs for the first time in over 30 years. And, you could probably pinpoint an artist or two that has played a big role in kind of the resurgence of this category, but I mean, to watch the brand evolve the way it has and the product within it, and, you know, it's something that they've truly innovated the product, but also paid homage to, the history of this category. And here they are, you know, in 2024, becoming a new vendor partner for Nationwide Marketing Group and bringing turntables back to, you know, independent retailers and giving them a chance to capitalize on, the growing popularity of an industry that, seemed to have gone by the wayside, but like I said, has the staying power and has stuck around. So excited to be able to have that conversation with Don and now share it with you. So let's dive into it. This is Don Inman of Victrola here on the Independent Thinking Podcast. All right, we are back on the Independent Thinking Podcast coming to you from Primetime here in Las Vegas, and excited right now to be sitting down with Don Inman, head of product for Victrola. Appreciate you, making the jaunt over here to the podcast area and doing an episode.
Appreciate the invite.
Anytime. So, first of all, for those newer to the Nationwide family, right, Victrola? So,
yep, it's our first show.
Yeah, that's incredible. So for those that aren't familiar, really part of the Oasis brand, is that right? So you with Oasis members?
Correct.
Yep.
Yep.
So for those that are unfamiliar, I think most are, but an intro for the brand. Give us that elevator pitch on Victrola.
Sure. Victrola is the original record player company from 1901, and we were the first brand to put people together in a house to crank that record player up and make it spin.
Yep.
And all these years later, it's been about a 7-year effort to make it the leader in producers of record players again.
Which is crazy. As I'm like listening back to myself or like thinking through the words that just came out of my mouth, like new brand to Nationwide and Oasis, a turntable brand.
Yeah.
Like it really cool to be able to say that in 2024, isn't it?
It's fun.
Yeah.
Music's proven once again, not only is what old is new,
right,
which has become kind of obvious, it brings young people together, maybe with their parents,
right,
once again. So my kids who didn't want to go to the record store now want to go
right
to the record store.
No, that's incredible. And I mean, I don't know how much thanks you have to give to Taylor Swift, but right, resurgence of this medium.
Yeah, over 40 1% of records that were purchased in the last 3 years were Taylor Swift albums.
Yeah. And it's unreal.
Those people don't own record players, but so they're wide open customers. Yeah. Opportunities.
That's unbelievable. Well, and I think to I, you know, didn't intend to start with like data points and all that, but I like I know recently we, within the last year, I want to say it might have been late 22, there was or early 23. It was like a 22 recap looking back at music sales, and I think that was the year that vinyl, for the first time since like 1985, outsold CDs.
Yeah, and I think you know I think a lot of people thought are CDs still selling.
They were. Yeah, right.
They were, but you look at the 1800 plus record stores. And there's more growing. Like my town, I live in Indianapolis, Indiana. I think we have 7 record stores where you go back 10 years ago, we had 2.
Yeah.
And but beyond that, it has created this conversation around music.
Right.
Multi-generational. And
it's incredible.
The first thing you want to get is a record of that new album.
Right.
That scarcity element too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's kind of, well, I want to relate it to independent retail, right? Because I feel like, you know, independent record stores, they have a day too, record store day, right? Which, did that just, it's coming up?
April 20th.
That's right. So it's coming up. And, you know, it's always awesome, I think, to see just that focus on those independent business locations. And, you know, I think of our own independent retailers and like what they mean to the community. And obviously Black Friday weekend, there's the, you know, Small Business Saturday that's a part of that. So like that, you see that momentum rolling and to see the growth in the industry because of it is kind of, you know, obviously exciting for us as a group of independent retailers. It has to be for you as well, a brand of, you know, record players.
Well, yeah, I mean, think about it. You go back 10 years ago, that industry was a couple hundred thousand dollars. Now it's over $2 billion, just
that's
in vinyl.
Wild.
Just in vinyl.
That's wild.
And there was a lot of shortages, especially during the pandemic, of components as well as the ability to press a record.
Yeah, absolutely.
That still is a challenge.
Wow.
You have to get in line. Artists have to get in line. Jeez. Artists make way more money off of a record, vinyl record sale, than they do off of a stream.
Right.
And you know, like I was saying earlier, I believe it connects the consumer in their minds and their hearts closer to that artist.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I see too, I think of some of just my favorite, you know, bands and you know, people, music, in the music industry that I enjoy listening to, what they're doing with records as well. You mentioned scarcity. There's always like select runs that they'll do of certain presses with designs on them, and then they'll have, you know, they'll sell out, and then they'll have another press that looks a little bit different. So it's like they're becoming collector items as well, as in addition to providing, you know, a listening experience that, frankly, might be top-notch compared to what you get out of a stream, right?
Well, like we always say in audio, it's subjective.
Right.
Some people will think, oh, it's not as convenient. I have to go flip that record over.
Right.
But quite honestly, that whole ritual of getting to do that, I think, is the romance
in
that interaction. So I love it. That's clearly I'm in the right spot to help deliver that. Because, you know, a turntable is it's not just a time machine. At Victrola, we wanted to find a way to bring innovation to that space.
Right.
And one of the things we've done over the past 2 years, actually it's been 3 years, we worked closely with Sonos as an example.
Yeah.
In our surveys, one of the things we found is that if Sonos users could more easily connect a turntable to their system, simply the same way they would add, a Play 1 or a Play 5 speaker.
Plug it in and it works.
And you use the app and boom, it's connected. That's what we've brought into that space. We have the first simple, you know, all-in-one turntable to connect to Sonos.
Yeah, well, and up until this point, we really haven't talked about the product. So, like, the simplicity of it is, which, frankly, it shows how awesome the space has become and to be able to, like, dive into it the way we have. But so dive into the catalog and kind of what you guys are doing. What sets it apart right now? You mentioned the simplicity and the tie-in to Sonos, but product-wise for you, what kind of gets you excited about the Victrola portfolio right now?
Design.
Yeah.
They're
all sleek looking.
How does it look?
Yeah.
You know, how does it look?
Yeah.
How do I feel when I see it?
Yep.
But then, you know, in our surveys, I think it came down to the three things we wanted to do. We wanted to make a product that looked great, sounds great, easy to use. And we believe if we do those three things, because there is still this, am I going to scratch the record? Is there challenges? Is that going to be hard? And we've really helped alleviate that. You cannot have too many barriers to that process.
Yeah.
So the other I mentioned the Sonos connectivity. We also have a brand new product we made really for this channel.
Yeah.
That's called the Sapphire, okay. Stream Sapphire. Yep. What's unique about it is it has a real wood plinth, and that's the surface area of the record player.
Yep.
And carbon fiber tone arm. Mm-hmm. But also, not only does it do Sonos connectivity, it does universal plug and play. So you can connect to any wireless ecosystem and transmit losslessly.
Important. That's an important word.
but think about this. Yeah. You're taking an analog signal and transmitting it with no degradation to a digital.
That's crazy.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But there was a lot going on in the background, and we've been able to make that invisible. It's just easy to use.
That's crazy. That's incredible. It gets to like that. The word simplicity, I feel like that's almost buzzwordy in this industry at this point, but like it's an important one because that's what there can't be hurdles for the consumer,
right?
Or on the other side of it, the retailer that has to sell this, they have to be able to sell simple, and that's been what I think has resonated with consumers, in this day and age, and to be able to have that story to tell to them, and I'm sure demos as well, and making things work in the store that just makes that sale that much easier. Is important for them to have success with a brand like yours.
Right. It's got to be simple for them to show.
Yeah.
And it's got to be simple for the consumer to digest and go home and duplicate. So we're going to keep, you'll see, Victrola is going to continue to bring that to different formats. We've been known for, back in the day, we not only, as I mentioned, were we known for bringing people together, but it was how easy it was to use it. We wanted to take those hallmarks all these years later and translate it here, but make it maybe a little more sexy.
Yeah.
And keep it easy to use.
Yeah. There's a couple things that my mind's going a couple different directions, but I'll start with, you kind of talk about the design of the product. Like, it's cool to see that there's still, for an industry and a category that is, it's been around a while, to see the innovation happen within it, that has to be a neat thing as well. Like, it's a product that, our parents, grandparents were using, and today to see just how you use the words, right? Sexy and sleek and just really cool at the end of the day, these products are.
But also nostalgic.
Exactly.
To blend those things, and I think this is where you're going, to make a nod to the past.
Exactly.
And then,
exactly.
So we look at a lot of the newer stuff we've made, we call it a mid-century modern aesthetic, but not alienating modern current decors in people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
So we start at $100 and we go up to $1,500 and we have a solution for the entire journey, your entire music journey.
Yeah.
Our company's mantra is to create lifelong music memories and it has to come from that product.
Right.
It can't just be a saying.
Yeah, for sure. And I think going back to that simplicity side of things I think for a younger consumer too, they think of those old systems and like might seem overwhelming to a sense, trying to get it into this category and, well, there's the turntables, but like, what else do I need to make this happen and make it sound good? But that's the other thing, to just reiterate the simplicity message that we were talking about a minute ago is it's not hard to get into this and enjoy the music and enjoy the product. And, it's a benefit to the consumer, but again, just to that retailer that has to tell that story that, that it really doesn't have to be something overwhelming to get into or super, super complicated. It's plug and play, and it's old technology innovated for today's way of doing things.
Yeah, but you should come by the booth. I'll show it to you.
We definitely will. I you're on my schedule to stop over, so maybe we'll do a right after this, get over there and see what's going on. But so what else about, being here, being part of the Oasis group kind of gets you excited to work with these integrators and, the members you see here?
There's genuine curiosity about turntables.
Yeah.
And we have not met any of these people. And I've been doing CE a long, long time.
Yep.
And to have this opportunity for you guys to bridge that gap and create that conversation, it's fun. We enjoy telling these stories. And then people come back to us almost immediately saying, I have a box of records in my attic, or I remember the first time I bought my first LP, etc. And they go, hey, I can tell this story.
Yeah.
If I have this device, I can go tell that story and create an experience for that consumer.
Yeah.
And you guys have helped enable that.
No, that's awesome. The other thing, too, I think it's important for them to realize is that like they don't have to be a record store to sell this stuff. Talk about that a little bit. Like, what would be a path to success for someone that's not selling these today and how to get into it?
That's a good question. I look around and see the washers and dryers and
right.
the bedding and it. What else fits in there? Music.
Yeah.
Music. And the turntable, we've been talking about aesthetic, but it is so essential, I think, to have that show and tell element of your home that fits into the decor. And with the Streamline, as an example, let's say, and not everybody sells Sonos or everyone has Sonos,
right.
but if they did, you don't necessarily want to be tied to have that unit in a specific space.
Yeah.
You can put this anywhere in your home and match the decor and aesthetic and still play music around your whole house.
Yeah.
And I see those opportunities around here in the vignettes and the different settings. It's just obvious to me.
The thing that comes to mind is like the furniture stores.
Yeah.
Someone that, you know, I know we have other opportunities where we're talking about displays and trying to get displays into mattress and furniture stores, but the music as well, right? Like I think of a furniture or a living room setting that's in a retail store. A turntable could be at the center of that.
Yeah, and here's what's going to happen. Consumer's going to go, why is that here?
Yeah.
Or, wait, it makes sense immediately.
It's another reason to walk through the door.
Yeah, right? I think I need to go over and talk to more of those guys, too.
See, we're sparking ideas right here. This is why we do this stuff.
It's exactly.
As much for me to learn about you guys and our members and you know, audience watching, but it's neat to be able to do that. So I do want to get over there. Don, this was awesome. It's a category that I know, you know, we're all excited about. And, you know, just going back to the beginning of the conversation, just the growth in the regrowth, really, in this category and watching it come back and do what it has over the past couple of years has been exciting for me as a music enthusiast. And I mean, obviously for you guys being in the channel. And in this segment, but it's going to be for our members as well.
Well,
so we appreciate it.
Thank you. I was just going to say, you know, everybody at Victrola is some form of a failed musician. And I think it's a common thing in the audio world.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we have just some beautiful designs, I think, that fit into the categories that you talk about as well.
No, that's awesome. Well, let's get over there. We'll stop recording here and get over there and check it out. So
thank you.
Thank you for taking the time, man.
Appreciate it.
Awesome. And thanks again to Don. Like I said, just a unique opportunity. And I mean, a really storied and historic brand joining us at Primetime and joining the Nationwide Marketing Group vendor partner list and bringing some really unique and cool product that he was diving into and that, you know, I shortly thereafter was able to get hands on and see and just neat to be able to see turntables and record players in these new innovative formats with streaming and whatnot, be able to, you know, show back up in independent retailer stores. So appreciate him taking that time. And as always, appreciate you listening to the Independent Thinking Podcast. And we'll catch you next time.